This is 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station and NPR for the Florida Keys, 91.5 WKWM. I'm Wanda Miles. It's Monday, October 29th. Support for NPR newscast comes from CFP, Certified Financial Planner Professionals, Retirement, Budgeting, Insurance, helping bring clients' finances together at letsmakeaplan.org. Support for WLRN Miami Herald News provided by Dr. Leonard Weiss, specializing in sedation dentistry, implants, and dental reconstruction, allowing you to restore your smile and ability to chew in just one day. Details by calling Dr. Leonard Weiss at 954-473-6400. Now with an update on state and regional news, we head to the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald. And once again, here's Phil Latzman.
Thanks very much, Wanda. Amanda Rubio, the 12-year-old daughter of Florida Senator Marco Rubio, remains hospitalized in fair condition at Miami Children's Hospital with a head injury following a golf cart accident over the weekend. Rubio spokesman says Amanda is undergoing neurological testing, but that the long-term prognosis is positive for the senator's oldest daughter. Amanda was airlifted to the hospital Saturday after the golf cart in which she was riding was involved in a collision in a private gated community. Rubio had been notified of campaigning in Florida with GOP presidential candidate Mitt Romney about the accident, and he left the campaign to be with his family. He spent Sunday with his daughter. Rubio has four children who continue to live at the family's West Miami home while he commutes to Washington. Meanwhile, here in South Florida, remnants of Hurricane Sandy have left us in South Florida with a mess. Gusty winds, big waves, large swells. It's resulted in some severe coastal flooding along the Atlantic seaboard. And joining me now is reporter Sarah Gonzalez, who's been on the phone with the National Weather Service this morning, asking what happened. Sarah, what did they tell you?
Well, first of all, there's a coastal flood advisory until 10 a.m. Now, the biggest story over the weekend was the wind and the high seas. The Palm Beach coast got the highest seas, 20 to 25 foot waves, mainly offshore, not right along the coast. And the National Weather Service says that's just what they recorded, but that waves could have been higher than that.
Oh, so that's good news for all the surfers out there. Got a couple in my family. Are the high waves expected to continue throughout the week?
Yes, not as high as they were this weekend, but meteorologist Chris Duke says they'll still be pretty high until Wednesday.
We're forecasting wave heights today and tomorrow to be around 10 feet, maybe 10 to 12 feet in some areas, most particularly to the north around the Palm Beach coast, with a little bit smaller down here towards Miami, but still rough seas for the next couple of days.
And now as far as the weather goes, it was a pretty nice weekend in South Florida. We're feeling that touch of winter, but it is time to dust off the sweaters right now, isn't it?
Yes. Temperatures are expected in the low 50s throughout the region tonight.
WLRN Miami Herald reporter Sarah Gonzalez. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks, Phil.
Meanwhile, in other news, the number of homes for sale under contract is up, and the percentage of mortgages at some stage of the foreclosure process is down, at least in the state's largest county. Pending sales contracts on homes are up near 59% date. Realtors say it's because buyers realize we've already hit the bottom. What's also down in Greater Miami are foreclosures, according to a real estate company called CoreLogic. But Miami's foreclosure rate has a long way to go, still six times higher than the national rate. And if you want to know who's moving and who's staying put, new census numbers can tell us why someone's able to pick up and leave. WLRN Miami Herald reporter Karen Burkett explains.
Young adults, folks under 30, are the primary out-of-state movers these days. They're moving for jobs in high-tech centers like Washington, D.C., Denver, and Seattle. It's been a while since young adults could move. This demographic lived with their parents during the recession. These days, working professionals, families, and retirees aren't able to move. They were the ones who did most of the moving during the housing boom in the last decade. I'm Karen Burkett in Miami.
And from the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.
In the battleground states, each campaign is working.